When did you learn that you didn't belong?
Very young. I was playing a game of soccer and I got confused about which way the goal was. And I made the goal, but in the wrong direction.
What did Sarah, 6 years old, what did she make that mean about her?
Not I did something wrong. I am wrong.
Could she have done anything different? In that moment, she thinks that scoring a goal is what it's about, and she thinks that this goal counts, that this is the one. And so she goes for it, right? That's who she is in the moment. And so, like, why would she do anything different?
I like that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Recode Your Mind with Calvin Corelli. I'm here today with Sarah Gilliam, and I'm super excited to be with you, Jill. Sarah, we've known each other for, what is it now? Like,
About a
9 months
year.
or something? Yeah, coming up on. And I'm delighted to know you, and I'm delighted to speak with you here today. So, please introduce yourself to our listeners, viewers, and share what's the challenge that brings you here today.
Hey everybody, I'm Sarah. I belong. I like to play with the idea of starting businesses. I like to start things, and we're learning some follow-through right now, some focus. I've got a few different irons in the fire. And I think it would be good to let one thing mature before starting with another. What is my challenge? I could say a lot of things, but really, there is an underlying lack of worth, sense of worth. I know, Calvin, that you work with mind bugs. I could use a little bit more of a definition for what those are. I feel like this lack of worth may be one of them that we universally folks tend to share. Say more.
Yeah. All right. I think it'll become clear as we get into the conversation here. So, the challenging part of explaining what mind bugs are is that the part of you that is under the spell of the mind bug is going to be like, "Oh yeah, I know that." And what I'm trying to do is to introduce you to a version of you that you didn't even realize was there. Which is the you that's on the other side of whatever mind bug is in the way. So, we will get there. I'm curious, you started by saying, "I'm Sarah and I belong." Is that right? Well, did I hear you right?
That's right.
So, tell me about that.
I have been blessed to sit with others in communal spaces, and we say our name, say it back to you. And some people choose to identify in one way or another. I'm an addict, I'm an alcoholic. I am a person who experiences codependency. I'm an adult child of alcoholics. There are so many different fellowships. Recovery has been part of my journey, and I am aware that words are spells. You said that. And so I've chosen to take the labels off and just claim I belong in whatever space I find myself.
Cool. I love
Yeah.
that. I think that's beautiful. It begs the question, though, what part of you feels like you don't belong?
It's a pretty intrinsic belief in, yeah. How I experience things.
When did you learn that you didn't belong?
Very young.
Yeah. So what happened?
The first thing that popped in, I was playing a game of soccer in an elementary school gym, And I got confused about which way the goal was. And I made the goal, but in the
I've been there. Oh, yeah. And so, how old were you?
Six, seven.
Six. Yeah.
I can also tap into eighth chakra karmic. This is not just mine. It has come through
Yeah.
matrilineal, patrilineal. That word didn't come out right. No problem.
Yeah.
Both sides down the ancestry. So,
Okay.
yeah.
So 6-year-old Sarah scores a goal. Did you, I mean, and you were like, yeah, I scored. Like, you're excited. Yeah. And then what happened?
There's so much emotional charge in that space. I suppose there were folks in the gym, spectators, and a strong,
Did you say, I suppose?
I suppose, there
Yeah.
were.
Can you, do you remember? Like, what do you mean? There's a lot of emotional charge. You've like so much emotional charge, you can't really remember or see.
I think I lead with perception, which means that things are more feeling than they are movies for me. I have a sense that there were people on the bleachers in the gym, but the sense comes more from the level of feedback, emotional feedback that I received. Have you done something wrong, I guess, is the feeling message there.
Yeah. So you score a goal, you scored a goal, and you're like, Sarah's like, yay, excited. And then, like, people are yelling at you, booing. There are a lot of people there. Is it just a few people around?
It seems like a lot of people. And
Yeah.
I can't imagine adults booing at a child,
Right.
but
Maybe the kids did. I don't know.
that is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some from my teammates.
So what did Sarah, was it 6 years old, right? What did Sarah, 6 years old, what did she make that mean about her?
Not I did something wrong. I am wrong.
Yeah. And I don't belong. Yeah. I mean, there's also you did something wrong, I'm assuming. Like, but the meaning of you doing something wrong is now. So it's like you did something wrong. Oh shit, that was wrong. I thought it was right, but it was clearly like wrong according to them and their rules, whatever. This goal, that goal, they're all goals. All right. And then you made it mean that you were, I'm wrong. And then you made it mean also, I don't belong. Is that what I'm?
Yeah, feels right.
So let's just be with her for a minute. Just be with that. Like, that's rough, especially because the contrast, right? Yeah, I scored, excited. And then, like, fuck. Right? She thought she was doing great. She thought she was doing awesome. And then, like, all of a sudden, it's just like, holy shit. Like, what a fall from grace. Yeah. What a precious little girl. Did she like playing soccer before
Softball
this?
more, but
Okay.
yes, all
Yeah.
sports,
That's fun. Yeah.
anything with a ball.
Yeah. Did that change after this experience?
I don't know that I ever played soccer again.
Yeah. Wow. Oh. Oh my God. Yeah. Such an innocent, sweet, beautiful, playful little girl. Yeah. Just having a good time, having a blast, getting caught up in the jubilation and the joy and of the moment, and then like, fuck. What I'm sensing too is like that girl also feels not safe. Right.
There's a lot of that threaded through the
Yeah.
wings.
Yeah, right. And of course, like if she's like, I fucked up, I'm wrong, I don't belong, right? Like that's, and again, this came as a complete shock, complete surprise to her in the moment. Like, wow. Yeah. What does she need from you right now? Yeah. Yeah.
And for my adult self to let it be okay to make a mistake, to allow it to be okay in this moment to make a mistake and to transmit that back. And it was always okay to, there are no mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to explore different. Wow, that one's big. To explore different avenues. You and I sat together and you suggested how empowering it could be to re-choose every choice that had been made. Yeah, no mistakes, just exploring different avenues.
Yeah.
Shake off the shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so you're hitting on it, right? Like that girl, that 6-year-old Sarah scoring that goal. Could she have done anything different?
There's that free will conversation again. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
My inclination is no. That was, well, infinite paths. So I don't know yet.
Right. But if you think about it, just in that moment, right, she thinks that scoring a goal is what it's about. And she thinks that this particular goal counts, that this is the one. And so she goes for it. Right. That's who she is in the moment. And so, like, why would she do anything different?
I like that very
Right.
much.
Yeah. And then a moment later, she learned, oh, that's the wrong goal. There's like, you should score on this goal, not that goal. Oh, I didn't know. Okay, great. That's helpful. I mean, not that it matters, but since we're playing a game and there are rules in games and that's how that works, it's cool. It's good to know the rules. She didn't know the rules. Fine.
We'll rewrite that story. Grab the ball, kick it to the
Yeah. It doesn't make her wrong, right? It doesn't mean that she did anything wrong. It doesn't mean that she is wrong. It doesn't mean that she doesn't belong. It's just people had a reaction based on their rules and their beliefs, but none of it had anything to do with her. Yeah. How is this landing?
Nice to be seen.
Yeah.
Like compassion and love. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can turn that in the direction of the little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. She's so precious. She's, I mean, I've seen her many times when we've been together. She's so playful. She's just a bundle of love, a bundle of joy. She's adorable. Yeah. What's the resistance that comes up?
Felt that, huh?
Yeah.
Tracking. All of that, the like miasmic grayness that has covered her, us, and knew in every moment how to let her just move into now. Oh, there it is. Let her just move into now, without needing to figure out anything that's been from there to here, past, future. And really just a decision. To it feels like be brave to return to the state of innocence and playfulness and joy, creativity, magic that we know is there and possible, and be the adult who protects and nurtures this so that this can be how we
Sorry.
experience.
I got lost a little bit. What was the resistance again?
Oh, thank you. The resistance is not having certainty around the adult piece, being able to navigate and protect the little girl. Or the attributes of the little girl, so that
Right.
that can be how we interface. I
So let's what I'm getting very much from you, which is we touched on it before, but this is deeper, is that you just fundamentally feel not safe. And it's not safe to be you. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kitty came to comfort.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you go ahead?
I'm not sure, Calvin, how to allow for that, the terror, and the not safe without the threads of story around self-pity types of things. But maybe that doesn't have to get figured out right now.
Well, when did Sarah learn that she was not safe? What happened there?
I mean, so dramatic in utero. I chose to incarnate into a really dense family karmic cycle. And yeah.
Yeah. What was going on?
Let's see if I can pull something that's not story.
It's the stars, okay. I just
Yeah.
want to get some specifics.
Okay. Both of my parents had alcoholic fathers. So while neither of them were substance abusers, they both had nervous systems that were wired in that way. I mentioned earlier adult children of alcoholics and other dysfunctional families. There are particular traits that get passed down.
And that was your parents were that.
My parents were adult children, yes. My father had some pretty significant Peter Pan syndrome going on. Don't want to
That's
grow
it.
up. Don't want to grow up. We're being totally transparent here, right? No trigger warning necessary. Incest is part of the deal.
On your
The
from your dad?
my father,
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
from a very early age. So that's like God, right? Can't trust God. Raped by God. Those are really strong words, but that the terror piece that sort of underlies how I experience, I mask really well, or at least I mask. The terror piece started really young. When what is meant to keep you safe is not available for that.
And your mom, what knew this was happening?
After, later. Yeah, mama got, mama's doing her work in the strawberry field is often where I find her everybody's passed now. All of my people are on the other side. When I engage with my mother, often she's in the strawberry garden and she's doing her work. I idealized her a lot growing up, and I do appreciate we came out of the fundamental Christian type of a constriction, and she expanded and went and found other truth and other spirituality and passed on the ability to search, to seek, and find to me. But Mama got sick around 40, 35. Couldn't. All the things we know about what's in the field and how emotions that we can't deal with start to talk to us through our bodies. And yeah.
So how long was the in did the incest go on for?
I am a really good forgetter, Kelvin. It's only been through transcendent doesn't seem like the right word, but maybe moments that I have knowledge of what was. We also, my little brother and I, we also had babysitters when I was 4 and a half or five that took us places where people were inappropriate. I'm not sure how long things went on with my father. I don't know if it stopped when I was younger or if I've blocked it out. I do tell myself a story about the choices that I made in my life. Being how I coped with that until I was able to gain better tools, because it's not logical that the beautiful little girl that we were watching on the soccer field would make the choices that got made. Yeah.
Well, this is a lot. This is a lot to deal with for anybody. And you're a sensitive, very sensitive, beautiful flower. It's gonna be
A little bit of levity.
It's, yeah. That's a fucking lot for anyone. Yeah, what were you looking for from your father?
Safety, security, love, comfort, whole healed masculine. A sense, actually, that ties in really well. A sense of worth, a sense of self-worth. Little girls meet their daddies. Yeah, and they
Did the
have.
cat lie on the microphone or something? It's a little harder to hear you now.
Oh, say again.
Did the cat lay on the microphone, or it's just a little harder to hear you now?
No,
Or go,
I can speak
okay.
up.
I hear you now. Okay, cool. Just, you got very soft after the cat came by, so I had a hard time hearing you. Yeah. So your safety, security, love, attention from your dad.
What it feels like to be held by healed masculine. Or I could just say, what is it Donnie says? Mature masculine.
I'm thinking like the girl, so it makes perfect sense that of course little Sarah could never wouldn't feel safe, right? Never experienced that. And like exactly the very person that's there to protect and provide is the one that is harming her and violating her. That's and it's incredibly just incredibly devastating. And so there's two opportunities here. I never want that. I never wish that to happen on anyone. Yeah. That's good. It's good. Take some love. Give some love. Share some love. Yeah. Yeah.
Not to bypass anything, but we know that, oh, look at we know that it's all a gift from another space.
So there's two things that can be that are an opportunity here. One is re realizing that you're still here, right? So on one level, just on a purely practical, logical level, like, yes, awful, awful things happened. It was extremely painful. It's not what anyone should experience or go through, but you're here. So just on a practical, logical level, you're safe. You're still here. You made it. So the story of not being safe is not true. It's not true that you're not safe. You've gone through horrible shit and you're still fucking here. You're quite resilient. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And even deeper, if you will, like on the physical plane of existence, in this world that we live in, we will never be safe. This body, right, that you are, will never be quote unquote safe. Like you're gonna die at some point. This body's gonna pass at some point, right? This body's not gonna last forever. And any moment, like last night, I was came drove home from an event in Vegas to come home here to California. And it's like 6 hours of driving. A lot of shit can happen. 2 6 hours of driving. I'm sure you've seen the thing about the commercial driver's licenses being handed to people who can't even read English and don't know how to drive a truck. Like these things are a little scary, So these are the people, some of the people that are on the roads these days. A lot of shit could happen, right? And we just never know. So safety can fundamentally never be found on the human level, on the physical level. It's only found at the level of soul, of spirit. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Something about being okay with everything in the moment as it is, that's the resistance, is anything other than that. And the lack of safety is more about my own judgment and my determination that things are not okay as they
Yeah.
are in this moment.
Exactly. Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. And then we start to telling ourselves a story of how it's going to be in the future, right? Oh shit. Then this is going to happen. Or this might happen or whatever. We tell ourselves a scary story of the future and then we can get scared over that. I'm like, "Oh, crap." But we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But yeah, so the at the level of soul, you were never born. You will never die. You can't be harmed, right? Safety, ultimate safety is found and only found in soul and in spirit and consciousness. And so it's like whenever you're feeling, you're noticing that like not safe, which, you know, after today, you're probably going to notice more, but whenever you do, it's like, okay, I can't, like trying to create feeling safe in the physical is futile, but what we can do is recognize, oh, this is not who I am. Consciousness, spirit, soul is who I am, and at this level, I'm okay. I'm more than okay, but I am okay.
Why
I'm safe. Yeah, right.
not?
And so that's one thing to take from this. Like, well, you survived and you're still here, so kind of you are safe logically, and true safety is found in the realm of soul. Something else that I found when there is a situation like this, like horrible abuse and these things, is just taking a moment to actually see what part, and you might already have done this, but there can often be a huge breakthrough in just finding one tiny thing to take responsibility for in it. Does that make sense? So for example, like my wife went through sexual abuse as a kid as well. And just recognizing that for her, that there was something there that she got something from it. She got some attention. There's something in her, however innocent, however unhelpful, but there was something there that she got from it that kept her not talking about it, right? And that kept it going. Can you see anything like that for you? And this is not to put blame on you in any way, but it's to kind of reclaim a sense of power in the situation, because through power is freedom.
Well, what you said she found makes sense. Attention. Nothing else jumps out right now. Love, a sense of closeness. Maybe being special.
Beautiful. So just sit with that for a moment and just, I mean, I'm getting emotional, just like such a beautiful, sweet little girl who just wants all of those things from her dad. Of course she fucking does, right? Of course she wants that. And this is, she's never known anything else. She doesn't know that this is not how it's supposed to be. She doesn't, how the fuck would she know? It's just this, the environment she was born into. She's doing the best she can through it all.
I got really sleepy.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah, you've been living under so much stress for so many years. Your whole system is running on this massive overdrive, like right? Trying to stay safe, trying to figure out how to belong. Like this, the pattern of yours where you're questioning yourself, right? Like, and there's no judgment here. I just wanted you to notice, like, when I ask a question and then you're like, oh, like you're like, how do I say this without going into story? There's like a whole right and wrong thing going on, right? You're constantly monitoring everything that you say so you don't fuck it up, so you don't say the wrong thing, because that might reveal that, you know, you're bad and you don't belong, and then you feel not safe.
Exhausting.
Right? It's fucking exhausting.
And I'm not having any fun.
No. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And who you are is so fucking sweet and so adorable and so lovable. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Truly. There's a whole version of you that I think you're quite familiar with, but that most of the world, like most of the time, she doesn't get allowed. She's not allowed to come out.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
things. Can be very different than we've been. Housemate has also called me forward this way in just the last 48 hours, and being invited to, it feels like, level up and expand.
Yeah.
Let there be more than there's been. I showed up to be visible on this podcast
You
today.
did.
What?
Yes. It's incredible. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I just noticed, like, stepping up to me can sound a little bit like judgmental, right? You're whatever, you're not at the level or whatever. But just for me, it's more just like, let her free, right? Let her out. Like, notice, no judgment. Like, we want to get away from the judgment, but don't judge the judgment. Don't judge yourself for judging. Of course you would judge it. That's, of course you end up judging yourself. Like, of course, with that background, like shame and guilt and like this incessant self-judgment, self-censorship, self-monitoring, self-awareness of consciousness, like it's going to be fucking baked in from that experience. But all of that is not who you are. It's just the coping mechanism for it all. And there's a whole other version of you on the other side of that. And that's what this is all about. That she's the one that this is all about. Yeah. This could take a little bit of practice because there's a part of you that, you know, is very attached to this way of operating, because it, again, it kept you safe until now. You're still around, you still survived. So it's like, yep, no, we gotta monitor shit, and we're gonna control things, and we're gonna make sure that we never say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, because then we might, you know, not belong or not feel safe. But I mean, let's
Those things are already true.
Right, exactly. It doesn't fucking work. It doesn't work. Yeah. Did you ever not belong?
One human family. Did I ever not belong? No.
No. Can you not belong? No. Yeah. If life didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of opportunities to go the other way.
What does that mean?
To check out, to not be in corporeal. Yeah.
Yeah, right, yes. Yeah, and you're here. You belong. You can't not belong. It doesn't matter who thinks you don't belong. It doesn't matter how many people think you don't belong. It doesn't fucking have anything to do with you.
Matters if I think that I'm the only one that can excel myself. So,
100%. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So that's all it is. Yeah.
Don't know how this, there's no segue. I don't know how this is relevant, but I was listening to the influencers the other day, and the thinker, when he doesn't have enough energy, is, goes into overproduction of thoughts. And I just laughed and laughed. Yes, that is how I experience the thinker. And I guess that's where the expulsion maybe comes from. Thoughts that are not loving and congruent with the I belong.
Yeah, and it's been one of the ways that you've tried to, that your subconscious mind has tried to keep you safe, is thinking and judging and evaluating and
A peaceful space here.
yeah, right, yeah.
Is it all right to pivot a little bit into some business?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, totally.
Let's see if I can just speak without a filter. So I used AI. I'm playing with that a little bit, kind of very new at it. ChatGPT broke down what Simplero is for me, what the platform can do for teachers and content creators and business owners. And then I plugged in some of my Forest Service government contract designs, how I would like to set that up. And it unfolded with super useful suggestions about how to set things up in Simplera formats and tiered offerings. Do I have an account already? Because I access. This is maybe too specific for anybody listening on the
Yeah.
podcast.
No, you have a login.
I have a login.
You have a login which you can use to both run your account, your business account, and to access content on other people's accounts. So,
Okay.
yeah. So you have a login but not an account yet, as far as I'm
Okay.
aware. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might not want to pivot, Kelvin.
It's all good. Do you think that this version of you that we've uncovered here today is going to have an easier time doing business?
Anything from a more regulated space, yes.
Yeah.
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 And the little girl, the little girl from the soccer field, she deserves and is worthy of having friends, relationships, because that's what business is or can be. And to feel abundant and flow financially and in all the ways, so I can focus in that direction. I'm really not sure what's coming through right now. Maybe nothing that's terribly coherent. There's the judgment. Yeah, little girl is worthy of having a successful business and easy access to, to finances and to all that the world has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course she does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she and people can feel her more, right? People can connect with her more because she's there. She's out. She's not hidden behind this layer of self-judgment and self-censorship. Like she can just be there.
And then I can make mistakes, and I can start sentences and not finish them, or have
Yes.
ideas that are not thought all the way through. And because we're just
Exactly.
playing, it's all a game.
Exactly. And all of the mistakes she makes are not mistakes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I was listening to something to an old Louise Hay thing I came across on YouTube the other day. Like, and she's so sweet, she's so adorable. And she's like she talks about prosperity. And she's like people are like they talk about prosperity and they immediately start talking about money, but there's so many other things about it. There's like, do you have a prosperity of, are you prosperous when it comes to time? Are you prosperous when it comes to love, to beauty, to wisdom, to good health, to comfort, to what are all the things that we can relate to from a place of scarcity or abundance, right? Like, oh, I only have a little bit of time. I only have a little bit of comfort. I only have a little bit of beauty. Like, oh, wisdom and insight is hard to get to. Like, it's only so much. Like, can we just like go to all areas of life with a cup, with a bucket, not with a small, tiny, tiny little gaffer. Like, go to the ocean of everything that's good in the world that you want, and like just put a mainline in there and like. Take it in. So yeah, it's just a whole that way of operating, of being in the world, of like just be prosperous with everything, be abundant and prosperous and generous with the love that you give that girl and the time that you give her. Yeah. Be prosperous with praise. Praise yourself. Praise her. Receive the praise. Live in a world of abundance of praise. And pride. Be proud of her. Be proud of you. Everything you've accomplished.
Made it.
Yeah. And not just made it, but like with your background, your experience, like you've done incredible. You may not be where you want to be financially. You may not be where you want to be when it comes to relationships and intimacy. Like, of course, there's more to conquer. But you've done incredible.
It is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This could have gone so many different ways and you didn't. You
And I
may
get
have.
to show up in spaces and places where I'm uniquely useful to other beings traveling similar roads. Feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's possible for you when you don't not belong, you're not wrong, you're not safe, you didn't do anything wrong, and you're free to just be who you are. What's possible for you in that world?
It's really exciting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the not knowing is a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Let
tell
me
me about
break
that.
down. Fear and excitement are very similar, right? There's like a bubbly feeling in my tummy right now as I think about future, receive information from. But don't have any kind of stories looping from the past about what future will be. Yeah, that
Yeah.
feels playful and possible and exciting.
Yeah. Not knowing, I mean, not knowing, period, is a great place to be. Not knowing what's going to happen is an awesome place, too.
Edge of chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Swimming in the ocean. I've got a place that I walk not far from here. I live in beautiful Montana. There is so, I'm so wealthy in nature and experience here. There's a pond that I walk around in the mornings, and there's a pair of mated eagles that are often picking fish out of the pond.
Oh.
Pretty sure there's an osprey now too.
Okay.
Yeah, just I am often surprised and delighted by what the day brings, and that's with what was looping. So claiming in this moment, wash that all out. What does Tate say? I love getting to be a part of Calvin's group in our alchemy pod, Sandy and Kate and Norman, Calvin and myself. I watched the interactive between you and Norman. It was heartening in preparation for this. Kate says, God, I know today is going to be the most magical day of my life. Show me. I'd fallen out of the habit of doing that, but remembered for the last few days. And yeah, beautiful things pop in.
Yeah. I love this. I love it. And yeah, and there are people who live in, I bet there are people who live in the same area who are not appreciating their experience is not the abundance of the beauty of nature. Like they're just stuck in their head, like, oh, I try to get to work and do the things and da, 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 right? It's like it's always a choice. Like it's right there. We can take it in, or we can think something else is more important, or be in scarcity around it.
I have a new job, Kelvin. I
You have a
just
new job?
started 2 days ago.
Cool.
The driving for Bonnie in the seasonal is completed. And I met new friends on the job last night. I had a lot of fun joking around with a couple of guys. This job lets me do other jobs while I'm doing that job. I can work on my businesses. I've got a lot of downtime. And because I'm signed up for fire season with the Forest Service, when fire breaks out, we leave at a moment's notice. This job allows me to do that. There is a lot of alignment.
That's
And
amazing. That's incredible.
yeah, it really is. So the concern that I had around finances has dissipated, and things are flowing in a good direction.
I'm so happy to hear that. What is it? What is the job?
I am transporting railroad personnel from one location to another. So I'm out in the forest mostly along the tracks. Yeah, bears,
Cool.
antelope, and
And
all
you have to
sorts.
run, like the railroad personnel is just going to stay wherever they are and not move.
Say it
Or
again.
so if you have to go, fight a forest, do some forest work at
Oh.
a moment's notice, then they're just like, all right, we'll wait for her to come back, or someone else is going to drive
No.
in.
They'll send somebody else.
All right. Poor railroad people get stuck all out on the job for like 3 weeks while they wait for you to back.
Walk to town by then.
Right.
I get to
Yeah.
drive through West Glacier, Glacier International Park, Glacier
Okay.
National Park. Beautiful country. Yeah.
All right. That's
Yeah.
amazing. I'm so happy for you. Yeah.
Is
Cool.
this beginning to feel complete?
Yeah. What do you take with you from this conversation? What do you know to be true?
I can do hard things. I never didn't belong. I can share about. I can share about experiences and be seen and loved in those spaces. Yeah, and the unstoried future where my beautiful little self gets to play in the world with the others. That feels really, really good. It's been lonely on this side. It's
I couldn't hear that. What did you say?
been lonely on this side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Ought to leap.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I'm so happy she gets to come out and play.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for doing this with me and being here with me and letting me see that side of you.
Perfectly imperfect beings.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. I love you very much. I'll see you next week on the pod, I believe. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.